crazy too.
Good morning, Your Honors. Karim Salesi, plaintiff and appellant. I'm appearing on my own behalf. I'm not an attorney, and I'm also appearing as I pled throughout my complaints under the Consumer Legal Remedies Act on behalf of the California community under Civil Code 1750 to 1780. And may I please the court by either responding to the Justice's questions or going through the points that I believe are the essential issues here.
Record briefs.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. So I may go through the points which I believe are at issue here in reply to what the respondents had raised in their responding briefs. Yes, thank you. Yes, our issues were three or four. One was, the first was the matter of challenge for cause, which I had served to Honorable Judge Gray. And the second one was the matter of false advertising and UCL against First Team Real Estate defendant respondents. And the last and the third was the matter of Michael Shadab and Alpha Appraisals regarding frauds and forgeries in terms of the appraisal reports which they had fabricated. And this case should be reversed, number one, primarily on the fact that the Honorable Judge Gray, who dismissed these defendants himself on the record, regretted that a year later and stated that he would like them to be reversed, remanded, to be taken care of in the court. The substance of the challenge for cause and the fact that it made on October 12th, 2006 and made the following rulings and judgments, dismissal judgments, void, Your Honors, is the fact that Code of Civil Procedure 170.3 subsection C, subsection 5, does not allow the passing on his own judgment of himself by a judge, but that he has to give it to another judge to decide on or strike it. However, here, the Honorable Judge Gray made an error by neither striking nor answering it, instead taking it under submission and temporarily denying it, going on to dismiss the response, first in response, and then answering it and passing it on to presiding Judge Rubenstock to decide on. So that's what statutorily made all the orders and dismissal judgments after that were avoidable. And plus the fact that on during a default prove-up trial during October's October 25th and 6th of 2007, for the first time getting some facts into evidence, including the forged appraisal report of Mr. Shaddam and Alpha Appraisals. The Honorable Judge regretted having mistakenly dismissed the defendants and said that he hopes the that your Honorable Court will remand that to him to take care of. And then we come to the matter of false advertising cause of action, which is under against first team defense, Cameron Mirage, the owner of the conglomerate of companies under the flag of first team, operating throughout Orange County and California under numerous false pretenses, including false names, which they themselves have admitted that don't exist. And the false advertising claim that they did a summary judgment on is a regarding this colorful one piece of paper. And in the summary judgment, I meticulously pointed out that every line in this colorful brochure was a complete fraud, including the name of the company, First in Real Estate, because they have actually claimed that this doesn't exist, that I have erroneously sued them under this. They're actually under First in Real Estate, Orange County. And then the the fact that false advertising is under 17204, a prior plaintiff is permitted to pursue injunction restitution relief provided by the UCL on behalf of the public, also without showing that he was directly harmed. Some changes occurred through Proposition 64, however, the Proposition 64 continues to respect and repeat that an injured in fact plaintiff is always entitled to bring an action on his own behalf as well as on behalf of similarly injured people. And then we go on to the fact that through the UCL, a plaintiff may obtain restitution or injunctive relief against the unfair and unlawful practice in order to protect the public and restore to the parties an interest, money, or property taken by means of unfair competition. These actions supplement the efforts of law enforcement and regulatory agencies. The court has repeatedly recognized this court, meaning the Supreme Court, has repeatedly recognized the importance of these private enforcement efforts. And I'm citing from the case of Krauss versus Trinity Management Services, Inc., which is 23 Cal 4th at page 126. And the other matter that this case should be reversed is the fact that very similar to the one of the previous cases you heard today is that all the deed, grant deed, and loan documents were forged, physically forged, multiple times by the defendant respondents, First in Real Estate, and its escrow company, Coast Cities Escrow. And you've taken judicial notice of that, which I filed last week, I believe the 15th of September, there was an objection to that filed by the opposing counsel. And so that makes the entire transaction void as a matter of law, and irreversible instance altogether. Then we'll come to the matters of Michael Shadow and Alpha Appraisals, which have contested that in their response, in their reply brief, they have contested that I had never alleged common counts, which is incorrect. Common counts was a number 7 cause of action, and I had repeatedly alleged common counts cause of action, which is not demurrable, and also the none of the other defendants had demurred to it, including first in defense. And in fact, the appendix page number 0248 of Shadab and Alpha Appraisal has a letter from Alpha Appraisals signed by Mr. Shadab of having been paid $400 by Century Funding, and I had continuously pleaded that I had paid $500 to Century Funding in San Mateo, $400 of which was to be paid and was paid for this particular appraisal report. Century Funding, Honorable Judge Gray rendered a monetary judgment against Century Funding a year ago, $75,000, and they were also in the employ of World Savings, which was the lender. And then the main, more important matter is that Shadab never contested to the first cause of action, which says, which is actual fraud, in parentheses CC1572, which has no defense. And in the reply brief, counsel filed repeatedly mentions fraud, and this had gone down by Honorable Judge Nakamura against him, I believe the last one, May 11 or so, the ruling that they had not contested 1572 actual fraud and common counts. So they played this, they played around that by not mentioning common counts in the in their final second motion for summary judgment of pleadings, and taking out both the number of the cause of action and confusing the honorable judge about the cause of action. The name, the word fraud had appeared in several of the cause of action. And then they claimed that the counsel claimed that he did appellant, meaning me, Selassie, I didn't know that Shadab or Alpha who they were. Then the fact that and the fact that they had produced the forged and fraudulent appraisal report, so that didn't create any reliance. Therefore, they should be off the hook. And in fact, Mr. Shadab had a had his own forgery factory, where he was producing these on a large scale basis, and for one of its ongoing clients was World Savings. And he was finally caught and lost his license for putting either dead people's signatures on his appraisal reports or dying people's, in my case, Mrs. Negocia. And but in any case, on that last hearing, Judge Gray, in fact, ratified, amazingly, ratified Shalhoub's forgeries and said that even though the appraisal was a forgery, he will dismiss him and I can appeal it, get an attorney and appeal it. Then the court, as Your Honors know in the records, made some alterations, some serious alterations in several court transcripts, beginning from the first appearance before Honorable Judge Gray. And these alterations were things including redactions of the words forgeries, sometimes some sentences, and sometimes, for instance, when dismissing World Savings, defendant World Savings, the statement, a complete statement of so what, the bank violated lending laws and statutes. I violate 150 laws every day I drive from here to my home. They're a bank and they are in the business of lending, so they can do what they want, and I'm going to dismiss them anyway. So I put this in my response to Honorable Judge Gray's answer to the challenge for cause, and the sentence appears in the appendix of First in Real Estate Respondents, page 7, lines 6 to 8. And but these are now beside the point because the Honorable Judge Gray has already said on the record that he would like to see this case remanded back to him and to take care of it properly. And the allegation of Shadab here regarding his forgery factory and appraisal reports is similar to a case that Your Honors heard yesterday morning right here, the first time I was in this court to get acquainted, where an appellant who had lost for the case for having stolen stocks from a victim was complaining that since 4 years had gone by and the victim had found after 4 years and the statute of limitation had expired, so he should not be on the hook anymore. And this is a similar claim that Mr. Shaw was having. And any questions, Your Honors?
Thank you. I assume that the respondents have nothing to add to their briefs, having very thoroughly covered all of the issues that we have heard this morning and you will submit.
Yes, Your Honor, I just...
Thank you.
Comment
thank
for the
you.
Record
thank
that the 2002
vote is
not part of the record.
It being submitted by respondents, there is no reply to that or submitted. Thank you, gentlemen. The court will be in recess.